I travel a lot. And now because of all our fortune from the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, we have a large estate. And it's very tricky about who you ask to stay in your home when you go away, because we have a bunch of dogs and cats that have to be fed and fish that have to be fed and rabbits that have to be fed and plants that need to be watered and so forth. So we have a couple of different friends and relatives that we'll ask to stay. On the last trip, I came back. I noticed the plants hadn't been watered. We had bought a new little water fountain, this whole feng shui thing where you have running water in one corner of the room to keep the energy going. And we got back, and all the water had evaporated and the motor had burned out. This was not a cheap little water fountain that we'd put in there. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with this person? They didn't water the plants. They didn't. I mean, can't they see? And then I got a little upset, and I went over and I said, you know, didn't you? Didn't you? Why didn't you? And she said, you know, it never occurred to me. And I realized I had never asked. I'd never made a list of every specific thing she was supposed to do. I just assumed she would know to do certain things. So here I am. I've written the book. I'm supposed to be the expert. I'm still learning lessons. You have to be very specific about what you ask for.
You know, asking can help you maximize your talents, skills, and succeed in your career. Carla Morgenstern, now a successful TV producer, shared this story with us. She said, I always wanted to be a producer, and I was constantly visualizing myself as a producer because I really wanted it. I got up early one morning and was watching a TV show called Today in L.A. with Gloria Steinem, and was on promoting her paperback book called Outrageous Acts and Everyday Rebellions. She ended her segment by saying if everyone would just promise to do something outrageous today, it would be a better world tomorrow. 3 hours later, I decided to be outrageous. I just picked up the phone, called Gloria's office, and got a meeting with her. I was just a kid in my 20s, and I said to myself, oh, my God, I did it. I said, I think you should be in a morning TV show. She agreed. Then we went to Steve Friedman, who was the executive producer of the Today Show at the time, and sold the idea of Gloria being a regular on the show. We were there for a couple of years, and that's how I got started as a producer. In wrapping up, I got to tell you, one of my own life experiences is just treasurable. As I've said already, I went to Southern Illinois University, and we had a brilliant president there who was an empire builder of the first rank. A guy named Dr. Delight Morris took this little invisible campus of 3,000 and built it up to 8 campuses with 68,000 people around the world. I'm in his office, and he knows I'm going to India, and he knows I'm representing our university in America, and I'm just in this exalted state and humble and all at the same time. And he asked just one question. I thought he was being sort of flip because my whole goal was just to have one international experience. He said, Mark, would you be willing to go to the other 8 countries where we have teachers teaching teachers and anthropologists? And that's the only thing he asked me, and I just said yes, quietly. I'm in India for a whole year. When I got there, they taught me a mode of handling questions that I think fits here, and that's why I'm saying let me summarize the benefits of asking this way. They said when you start asking questions and you've heard what Jack and I have got to say, you're going to go into this exalted, euphoric state. Then all of a sudden, sooner or later, when you ask questions, somebody's going to come back on you negatively and shut you down. It's a guarantee, and you're going to go into trauma. And you're going to say, I don't feel like being here. Like when I first went to India, you love the sights, the smells, the sound, the taste, the feel. And then all of a sudden I got amoebic dysentery and I end up having to go into the pharmacy myself because they didn't have any medical doctors where I was living in a place called Chikmagalur, Mysore State, India. And I go in and the guy says, well, what did you want? And I says, well, I want some tetracycline. And he says, well, did you go to college? I said, I go to college. He said, you've been to Harvard. And seeing as I know there are 4,800 colleges and I wasn't going to Harvard and I didn't even know Jack Canfield at that time, I said, I visited Harvard. And he said, that's good enough for me. What do you want? And I said, well, this is what I need. And he gave it to me. So you go through the euphoria. You go into the trauma of asking questions. And then once you start mastering the lamp so you know how to rub it and get your every good wish, which is where we're going to take you next, is you start to go into the symbiosis. It becomes a relationship of oneness that works. And in tying this up, let me tell you that everybody goes through what Joseph Campbell called a hero's journey. You start with wanting to go on a journey, you go into the problem, and then you come out the solution. Now, it has different faces and different forms. That's why he called it a hero's journey with 1,000 faces. But Jim Carrey is an actor that emanated out of Toronto. Alone with his dad, they drove in a Volkswagen down to Los Angeles. He had no prospects, he was not successful, and nobody wanted him, and no agent would take him. But his dad and he were out at dinner one night, poor. They were cleaning toilets because they didn't have any better way to get along. And he said, "Dad, I've learned all this kind of process that if you just write it down and visualize it, like you've heard Jack talk about just a minute ago, maybe it can come true. I'm going to write a check to the name of Jim Carrey for $10 million for one movie, and that's going to come true." Well, Jim Carrey starts to succeed with a little movie called The Mask. And the next movie he got a check for $10 million. And that was the same day his daddy died. Goes to his daddy's funeral. And the minister says it's time to shut the casket. He said, no, one more thing. Dad never got to see this and it would really mean a lot to him. And he opens up his wallet and he pulls out that simulated check for $10 million. Opens up his dad's right hand, puts it in and said, "Dad, I loved you because you believed in me and you let me ask, could I grow up and become one of the greatest actors of all times?" Closes his fist and kisses him and quietly shuts the casket. The benefits of asking are enormous. The liabilities of not asking are pain, hardship, lack, and deprivation. On behalf of Jack and myself and Nightingale Conant, we want you to master the art of asking by writing out 10 benefits that are so killer to your heart, mind, and soul that you'll just keep asking until you master this and have prowess, power, poignance, panache, and live with class and style.